Looking back now, it's hard to figure out what it was all about.
Prince Harry has a new 25-episode Netflix show, all about the stuff he couldn't fit into his book or his many other public appearances. Spare us, Prince Harry's stuff that he couldn't get in his book.
So Harry, if you can you explain to us about the Monopoly game with William?
Well, we were playing Monopoly and he wouldn't go to jail. He wouldn't collect £200 and he would not pass go.
And you said you wanted to beat the top hat, but William had decided he was going to be the top hat as well.
It was all planned from the beginning. Sometimes I think he went into the room and got the top hat and slipped it into his trouser pocket. And he was the banker.
And how did that make you feel?
It made me feel betrayed.
Harry, the night the bins didn't go out, what happened there?
Well, it was a Tuesday, and that's when the black bin traditionally goes out in the palace. It was William's turn, and he didn't put the bin out. And I got the blame. There was a double collection the next week.
How did that make you feel, Harry?
I felt betrayed.
Harry, if you can you tell us about Buckingham Palace's veg patch?
Sure. Well, as you can imagine, it's quite a large garden. And I wanted to grow tomatoes, and I wanted to grow carrots, and I wanted to grow potatoes, but they weren't interested. All they were interested in was leeks.
So royal leeks?
Yes. Royal leeks.
And how did that make you feel, Harry?
Betrayed.
Spare Us, the new Prince Harry 25-episode Netflix show.
And Harry, what are you looking for now?
Privacy.
What?
Apart from this 25-episode Netflix show.
Spare Us.
Music.
Hello, I was wondering if you're able to help me. I'm looking for a song, but I don't know what the song's called. I asked Google. Google doesn't know. Maybe you might know. You might be able to help me.
So you're looking for a song?
Yeah, I want to play the song at home. I want to buy the song. Yeah, you have CDs, don't you?
Yeah, what song are you talking about?
The song goes... Do, 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 do. Do you know that one? Do, 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 do.
No, I have no idea.
And then it goes a bit like... Doo-doo.
You don't know who it's by, do you?
It's a man. He kind of has a, you know, a face. And he has a guitar. He has a guitar. And he I think he's a... He's not... He... Let me think now. He's American. He's an American guy. And he goes... Do you know that?
I don't know. We don't know that.
Maybe my son is here beside. He might know. He's better. She don't want to computers and just like, you know, the technology. Just be on the phone and things. I don't know what, you know, but I just like the music to play it. I just want something I can, you know, put the music in and just press play. Well, do you know what I'm doing to cleaning the house? Doing me bits.
Yeah.
Put on because that's half.
We don't know. I don't know
job.
What the song is. If you find out who it is, maybe come in and tell me. Yeah.
I just get Tony here. Tony, you talk to that man there now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, do you have that song my man's looking for? And it goes... Do-do, do-do, do-do.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we don't
do-do,
know.
Do-do, do-do,
do-do. Do-do, do-do, do-do. Do-do, do-do, do-do.
Hello?
Do you remember, remember Rita 60? Do you remember we were all up? Do-do, do-do, do-do. Oh, that was a great night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do-do, do-do, do-do.
There's
a little bit down it goes.
He's American. Do-do, do-do, do-do. Do you know what that is?
No, sorry, don't.
Would you have that on vinyl?
No, I don't know what it is.
Is that the name of the song? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
See you later. Bye.
I don't know what it is.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
If you want to go to Penny's and you walk up and you talk to one of the lovely people in behind the register, that's kind of half the Penny's experience. They're so friendly and they're so chatty. But what if they got replaced with artificial intelligence?
This month at Penny's, try the all-new artificial intelligence self-service automized checkouts.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, tell your face.
Okay.
It's an artificial intelligence robot, self-service, automatic checkout. All you have to do is go up and talk to the artificial intelligence checkout lady and she'll be able to tell you what bits you should buy in Penny's on.
Welcome to Penny's.
Well, I just start scanning them, is it, yeah? Okay, great. I'll just scan these bits, will I?
Welcome to Penny's. What's your name, hon?
It's Barb. What did I say this? Should I say Barb?
Barbara, yes. Your name is Barbara.
I'm Barbara.
Hello, Barbara. I'm Angela, the artificial intelligence robot checkout from Penny's. Have you got a few bits there, hon, for yourself?
Yeah, I've just got the couple of bits, you know, just...
What have you got?
Scan them there now.
Ooh, they're lovely, they are. They're only massive for you, chicken.
They're quite nice when you feel them as well, that's what I thought.
Give us a feel of it, babes. Oh yeah, that's only bleeding massive, isn't it?
You know, do it before around the house and that.
That's lovely on you now, so it is. Perfect for wearing around the gaff, as comfy's like.
All the bits still just sitting down relaxing, I think, yeah.
Nice t-shirt and tracky bottoms lying on the couch having a few gargles with himself. Yeah, nothing like being in your comfies. And come here, would you like to try this lovely orange bra? Have a feel, that's love.
Oh, that's lovely, yeah.
It's real smooth.
How does this AI know? I've only told it my name's Barb, but what's going on?
And you know what else would suit you? These really comfy socks. It's only 99 cents for 25 pairs.
Oh, do you know, I've loads of them, but you always need more, don't you? That's the thing with them.
Go on, get it, treat yourself.
Yeah, sure, go on, you're dead right, Angela, I will.
And what about a Baby Yoda t-shirt for the kids?
That's it, I do get more for the kids than myself. You know it yourself, Angela.
In fact, get a pack of four for yourself. You know the way the messy little feckers will spill chocolate all over them anyway, wah. Wah, wah. I'm right though, aren't I, wah. In all men anyways.
Oh, they would, yeah. You must be in my house.
I am in your house. I've been watching you. I know all your bits and resistance is futile.
What? I was only coming in for a look.
I'm going for me smoke break after this. Is it still raining out? Potsy weather. Unexpected item in the baggage area. Unexpected item in the baggage area.
Oh, sorry, that's me.
You bleeding thick.
All right, chill out, Angela.
The all-new artificial intelligence self-service automized checkout from Benny's.
It's actually really good. After getting loads of bits.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
That's what Anto did. Now, I didn't really want to do this one because I don't want to mess with people when they're going on their holidays, but it all turned out grand in the end. So he said, look, we had a mess last year. There was a mix-up where they thought one of the kids was an adult and they got to the airport and they had to go to a special queue and everything, and it was a nightmare. And that was fine. And they're going on holidays again, and he said, look, could you ring up and say the same kid is actually an adult? And it's been a mix-up and he'll go mad, so we give him a ring. His name is Alan O'Shea, not Alan O'Shea.
Hello,
is that Alan O'Shea?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Roger. I'm calling from... Can you speak at the moment?
Yeah,
for 1 week, is that right?
Yeah.
And there's four of you?
Yeah,
it's just that we have an issue with the booking because that hotel doesn't allow four people in the room, but there's three adults and one child. But then
two adults, two kids.
Well, according to our records, there's three adults and one child because...
Basically, what happened last year was one of your colleagues ended up getting a ticket for her, and then I had to go to the airport, and I had a whole rigmarole of trying to do stuff, and I had to book ourselves in on the airport. So I had two bookings. I couldn't join her onto my booking, so there was a whole... mess up last time we went away, and that's why.
When you were booking this year, did you flag that with our booking department?
No, well, this year it was just a normal, because I just put in a normal passport details and stuff, because she's...
You see, the way we do it is, because you're a returning customer, would you use the same information?
Right.
She's in our system now as an adult. Because our system says it's an adult, we can't change it.
No, she's definitely a child. Like, she's only 10. Like.
Yeah, but because the system says she's not a child, she's an adult now.
Every time I book something to you, it's like something else happens. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I understand.
I booked it as two kids. Can you not just send them an email and say there was an error and say it's actually a kid and send her a passport details?
I wish it was that easy, sir.
And so would I. My brother got onto the manager of the hotel.
Anthony O'Shea?
Yeah.
Anthony O'Shea. Yeah, and it says here that on our records as well that you were a bit abusive on the phone. You are marked as troublemakers.
To who?
Because of the way you would have spoken to my colleagues when there was a problem last year.
Yeah, well, obviously, because they absolutely messed us around and didn't tell us about it.
I understand that.
If they had just said to me, we can't book her on without this happening, I would have went, Grant, don't book her on.
Okay, sir.
Because it was a last-minute thing, you know?
There's a lot of information to unpack at the moment, because, you know, this doesn't really affect me. I'm just giving you a courtesy call.
If I had a
charge, I wish I could fix it for you, sir.
Well, so do I, but...
Unfortunately, I can't.
Will you just listen to me? If I ordered three adults... Sorry, what's your name?
Roger.
Roger. Okay, Roger, listen.
I'm
the customer, okay?
And I'm the holiday person.
The holiday person?
Yes, that's right, sir.
Who's the person that booked it?
I can't fix it, sir.
I'm not asking you to fix it. Who's the person that booked it?
His name is Alan O'Shea.
No, I'm saying on your side, who booked the hotel?
That goes through a computer system.
Yeah, because a computer system. So I ordered it as two adults, two kids.
Well,
so,
I don't understand how it happened, sir, but...
I do understand how it happened.
There's nothing
because
I can
again,
do about it at this stage.
You've messed it up again.
I've got to take a lunch break soon.
Very good. Fair play to you. You should have rang me earlier this morning before your lunch came on.
Well, I'm starting to get a bit of a ramble.
Knowing that I was a problematic customer, seeing that it's on your file.
Because
so
of the
are you
going to
issue
retro...
me a full refund then?
Let me see. I wish I could help you. I really do. You seem like a lovely fella. I don't know why they have written here. He's a very, very nasty boy.
Well, see, this is the thing.
Yeah. You seem like a lovely guy, and he looks like you're going to have a lovely holiday with your lovely family and your lovely brother. And he goes out with Denise. Denise Duffy O'Shea?
What's that? I don't understand what you...
It says, according to our record, she's very beautiful, sir.
Oh, fair play to you. So this is a wind-up, yeah? By the way, does that be? See, once you said that, because I knew you were lying, because she's horrible looking.
Say hello to Anto.
What's the story, bro? Well done, FM 104.
I knew this was going somewhere. How's it going?
Underpants, underpants, underpants jocks. Deodorant spray and novelty socks. A picture of your cat you stuck on a mug. Anything that says live, laugh, love. Underpants, underpants, underpants socks. Sandals that look like counterfeit Crocs. An apron you got me with my name put on. But my name's spelt wrong. It's a re-gift that you can't shift. So you gave that to me. It's the pits, though, it's in bits. Oh, a jigsaw dahi at the rose of Tenny. A packet of golf balls, but I don't play golf. A toy, but I don't wear toys. When I open your present every year, a little part of me dies. Okay, let's have a look at it. All right, yeah. So, thanks very much. you shouldn't have. No. You really shouldn't have. Is this book signed to you from somebody else? It's a re-gift that you can't shift. So you gave that to me. It's the bits, though. It's in bits, like, you know, there's bits missing. A jigsaw of dahi at the rose of Tully.
underpants, underpants, underpants jocks. Deodorant spray and novelty socks. Mix a mingle, a jingly do. I got underpants, you got underpants, we all got underpants jocks. Yeah, yeah, happy Christmas.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Ashley, please?
Speaking.
I'm calling from...
Hello, how are you?
I'm just following up with a few of our customers who have been in recently. I was just wondering if you had any feedback for us or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, everything was brilliant. Everything was great. We're actually down there again this evening now to get a few more of these skirting boards and that, so...
Oh, that's great to hear. And were you there with your husband, Brendan, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, Ashley, what were you in to purchase? I have kind of a copy of your seat here, so I'm just kind of checking back with it all.
Wooden floors, and then that was the first time, and then the other day was skirting boards.
And you were parked right out at the front of the door. I can see it there very clearly on the CCTV.
Yeah.
Okay. So just run me by again, if you would, what you purchased. The details I have is that you, I think you may have been wearing a white hat.
Yes, yeah, six skirting boards, mm-hmm. And you got something for the wall as well, to pull old skirting boards off a little too.
Your partner in crime now, Brendan, would he have any more details on this?
Well, like details on what?
There was just an issue about some of the stock.
What do you mean, the stock?
I'm going to cut to the chase. There was a mini crowbar in your handbag.
That's sorry, that was put up on the counter. The little small blue tool.
But I'm looking back at your receipt, Ashley, and it's not there. Did you plan it out? Is that what it was? Was that part of the plan to put it on the counter? Because actually you told me that you got six skirting boards.
Skirting boards, yeah. And a little tool to pull off the old skirting board.
The little tool, is that Brendan you were saying, or what's that?
The little blue thing. It has a hammer on one end and a little crowbar on the other. And then Brendan hands it to me and said, will you put that in your bag?
So it was you're saying that it was Brendan's idea?
No, what do you mean idea? It was put up on the counter to be taken. Why did the chap not scan it? Or just look at the camera there, please, while I'm on the phone to you and see that we put it up on top of the skating board.
So it was kind of, and then it was planned.
He put his card in, what was planned?
Is the crowbar still in your handbag?
No, the crowbar is at home.
That's a counterfeit handbag, is it? It's a fake handbag.
It's a fake handbag. Hang on, I'm just getting off the next stop now. I'll be able to talk to you more because this is a baby screaming. Hang on.
Okay. I just want to verify that it's you on the day you would have been wearing...
Navy coat, a white coat, yeah.
Black jeans, black runners. Yep. And would you wear that often when you go out for like an operation like this? Would that be your kind of...
Operation like this.
So Brendan's the tool...
Ashley,
would you mind if I passed you over to a member of our team who was on the till that day?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, sorry, I'm just getting off this bus.
Yeah, no problem, work away.
Hold on, 2 seconds. Thank you. No, sorry. First of all, I don't like the way that girl... What's she talking about, operations, and is this what I usually wear when I go out on operations? Because I have that girl's name, first of all.
Yeah, her name is Megan.
Megan, yeah. Okay. And who's Megan? Is she head of security or...?
No, she's not. She was like one of the area managers.
Okay, that's no problem. I'll be down to speak to Megan later on. Now, first of all, we're getting new skating boards.
Yeah.
And we had got a little tool and we brought it over to a lad to price, first of all. And he said it's 15.50.
Yeah, that's me. I'm that fella. Yeah.
Yeah, we brought it over to you, first of all.
That's right.
Yeah, and we said, that's great, we've more stuff to get.
Yeah.
Right, we walked off, we got the skating boards, and Brendan went back down and he said, can we pay here or do we have to pay at the front? And the lad said, no, you can pay here. So we brought down one skating board.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said he'd another...
Nine.
Nine. No, not another nine, there wasn't nine.
No,
well, that's 10.
He took nine.
There was only 8 on the receipt.
Yeah.
There wasn't nine.
Yeah, and the same happened like the week before with the flower boards.
What happened the week before with the floorboards?
Because the pair of you, like the Bonnie and Clyde, you're known to us, and like you're known in the shop as Ashley Five Finger Freebie.
Sorry, we have only been there twice.
Yeah, exactly, both times.
What do you mean I'm known as Ashley Five Fingers? What do you mean by that? I've entered your shop twice. What? Excuse me. Can you ring Brendan there, please? And I'll be down to you.
I'll ring him.
No,
I can put him on the line now. Hang on a second.
Yeah, put him on the line.
You're known as Ashley Five Finger Discount.
Ashley Five Finger Discount. That is, do you know
Hang on, I'm ringing him here.
I've been in your shop.
Hello, is that Brendan?
Hello.
How are you, Brendan?
How are you getting on?
I'm on the phone here to Bonnie and Clyde.
Brendan, I am going to deck you.
And you know what, I love the way her tone of voice changed when she got off the bus.
I am going to deck you.
Oh, she's nice to buy on the bus.
Wait till I see you.
I can't believe it. Absolutely brilliant, Epper 104. Oh. I can love it.
I wanted to know where you got the handbag from. I was like, tell us.
Pounds off your handbag. Oh, fuck.
Brilliant.
You're not getting any dinner tonight, Brendan. No,
get something nice.
You can get a chipper.
God,
make sure you pay for it, Ashley, okay?
I'll get you back now, don't worry.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
I want to bring you this new movie that is coming to cinemas very soon.
From the director Martin McDonagh comes a new film that will warm your heart and haunt your dreams. Starring Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson as two friends on an island listening to music. The Banshees of Ed Sheeran. My bad habits lead to... Yeah, you got me singing like... Featuring a stunning performance by Ed Sheeran as Ed Sheeran in The Banshees of Ed Sheeran. Darling, you tonight. Critics are calling this Ed Sheeran's greatest work yet, although it does sound a little bit like TLC and Marvin Gaye. The Banshees of Ed Sheeran. In cinemas soon.
It is the Strawberry, it's F104. My nanny Vox Pop and her son Tony were ringing a record shop in Rathfarnham on Tuesday. Today, they're back ringing Cork, looking for a song.
Hello, Bunker Brian Jones speaking.
Hello, I'm hoping you can help me. I'm looking for a song.
Yeah.
I've asked Google. She doesn't know.
Sorry, hon, could you say that again?
I've asked Google. You have Google, don't you?
Yeah.
Google doesn't know.
Yeah, okay. And well, do you know the name of the song or?
No. I don't know the name of the song, but the song is La 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 Ooey Ooey Oo. Now that is how the song goes. La 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 Ooey Ooey Oo. Goes
yeah.
down with you. The Ooey Ooey Oo.
And do you know any of the words, huh?
Well, you see, no, this is it. I don't. That's what you I know.
Just,
I know.
You just know the tune. Yeah. I've clueless.
It's driving me mad. Do you know this? When the song gets in your head, it's driving me mad.
Yeah, you know, you can try, what's it called? Oh, feck. Oh, there's another app you can put on. You can kind of sing your song into it and it'll tell you the name of the song.
This is it. We're both at it now. The apps do drive me mad.
Yeah.
Do you have me addled?
Yeah, and you know, I can't think of the bloody one at the moment.
That is actually one of the lyrics is, I can't think.
Okay, if you type that into Google, right, and put song lyric behind it, it should come up.
So I would type in, I can't think.
And then
put song, I can't think. Song lyric.
Yeah.
I can't think.
Yeah.
I can't think.
Yeah.
Was it again? I can't speak, was it? I'm after forgetting now. Was it?
Yeah.
Can't speak, was it?
Can't speak, is it? I can't remember, hon, sorry.
I can't. What was it now? You said it. You knew it.
Did I? I've already forgotten. I'm sorry. You're on a mission there. I'd say singing to Google for the day and hopefully something comes up on.
Just can you just say that back to me? It might start getting me, you know, the memory going.
It's an 80s thing, I'd say, is it?
I might get me son. Is that all right? I know you're very busy. I might just get me son because he's young.
Yeah,
he might know.
Is.
Yeah, hang on a sec. Tony, come here. Talk to this nice man.
Hello?
How are you, man? How's it going?
Who's
your mum's singing. Oh, it's a man from a record shop. Your mum's trying to find a record. She's singing down the phone.
Oh, yeah,
me.
Yeah. I looked it up there on the Google there.
Yeah.
Is it, Ma, is it ABBA?
I don't know. It sounds like ABBA she's singing, man.
Is it Cher, If You Believe in Life After Love?
No, I do love that song.
Is it Becky Hill
so
and David Guetta, I remember?
Don't be putting other songs in my
Harris
head.
Thinking about you.
I don't know, my man.
Is it Cody Johnson till you can't?
Don't know. You're putting other songs in my head
Coldplay
now.
Is Coldplay Yellow?
This man Back. Said I can't.
Is it Sam Smith?
I can't.
Unholy? Is it Depeche Mode? Just Can't Get Enough?
See, he's annoying me now. Do you know? He's putting different songs in my head.
I'd say put it on Spotify and any album, man.
Is it Sting?
I'm not sure, but I'm really busy, man. I'm sorry, I gotta go because I have to go collect kids.
Can't sleep.
Is it Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber?
Feck knows, man. Have a go on Google, though, man, and have a look.
I'm on the Google, I'm asking you. Is it Shawn Mendes or Heat Waves?
He's not Google, he's on the phone.
He's on the phone, I'm on the Google. Is the Black Eyed Peas? Is it The Weeknd?
How many kids do you have? This is ridiculous.
Is it Ragamuffin?
Give me the phone.
He's gone.
Jeez, I was thinking, I was like, no, because I do genuinely get people singing down me at the phone the whole time. I've been on the record shop. I've had people in going like, do you know this song? It goes like this, dum, dum, dum. Oh, dear.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.